YFM on Facebook, Twitter, Insta, and TikTok. Y is online.
Live on the YFM app worldwide. It's Y News, accurate and unbiased.
In stories making headlines, NUM urges newly appointed Eskom CEO to clamp down on political interference. And Fikile Mbalula weighs in on formation of Roger Jardine's new political party. Good evening, I'm Naomi Kobe. We'll start here where the National Union of Mine Workers has urged Eskom's newly appointed CEO, Dan Morokane, to clamp down on political interference at the embattled utility. Morokane was appointed the Parastatal CEO on Friday after the position was vacant since the departure of Andre De Ruyter earlier this year. Now, he returns to Eskom following his suspension for allegedly standing up against corruption at the power utility. NUM Energy Sector Coordinator Kangela Baloyi has welcomed Marokane's appointment.
You see, sometimes it does not matter whether the cat is black or white, as long as the cat can be able to catch the mouse. You know, in this case, we believe as the NUM that then it's going to be able to catch the mouse, you know, as long as it does not bow down to political pressure, you know, and the government must actually try to reduce the political interference into the running of Eskom.
To this story now, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says businessman and struggle activist Roger Jardine's new party's aim is to defeat the ANC in the upcoming elections. Jardine launched Change Starts Now in Johannesburg yesterday. Now Mbalula says a lot of people who had benefited from the ANC and its policies, like Jardine, are now abandoning it. The party has also accused Jardine of trying to poach ANC veterans due to their struggle credentials.
We are aware that there is a new initiative and a project that has been initiated through a political party that was unveiled, I think, today, which is led by Roger Jardine. What we have said is that these are beneficiaries of black economic empowerment policies of the ANC, who are today in the deep pockets of capital and are attaining on the revolution. And the revolution will be defended.
And finally, bus company Putco has refuted claims that it's been mistreating workers. Workers' union NUMSA made the claim earlier, saying that the bus company has been ill-treating at least 134 suspended workers pending a disciplinary inquiry. The suspensions were allegedly over a work stoppage last year, where the workers demanded a 6% wage increase, amongst other issues. Here's Putco's spokesperson, Lindo Kuhle-Trulu.
These inaccurate claims follow adjustments to the suspension conditions of employees who were involved in the 2022 September illegal strike. The employees also faced additional charges of violating the company's media policy, intimidating and physically handling other employees. Putco recently arranged for these workers to report to designated company premises without rendering services until the conclusion of the CCMA-facilitated pre-dismissal inquiry. We modified their suspension conditions because of contractual violations, such as finding employees working for other companies without resigning from Putco. Another reason is the difficulty the company has in communicating with these workers, as well as their poor attendance to the CCMA disciplinary process. Putco rejects all allegations of ill-treating the suspended employees.
Recapping your top story this hour, the National Union of Mine Workers has urged Eskom's newly appointed CEO, Dan Morokane, to clamp down on political interference at the embattled power utility. Do follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at YFM. For Y News, I'm Naomi Kobe. In case you didn't know, it's time for YTKO.
Houston, this is not a drill. It's YTKO with some of the hottest DJs in the game. Let's go.
Unlocking the good vibe. Why? Yeah. Why? The sound of now. If it bangs, if it's fresh, if it's dope, it has to be why. Unlocking the good vibes. Why? Unlocking the good vibes. Why?
Thank you. We'll be right back. tide, and when I'm drowning, save me. Give it to me on a daily. If I'm your girl, say my name, boy. Let me know I'm in control. We both grown, so how we feel, we can let it show. I won't play around. I wanna lay you down. I need you now. I need you now.
If it's fresh, if it's safe, it has to be why.
Why? The sound of now.
YTKO coming to you on a wet and rainy Monday. I hope wherever you are, you're nice and safe. The smooth sounds of Hugo coming to you, hosted by the one and only legendary Crisp on YTKO, as we open up the brand new week with some private piano. Hugo, what's good, my G?
You know, Maloma, you good?
I'm good, man, I'm good. Tell me about tonight's mix. Sounded very expensive.
Yeah, obvious. People, they know from 10111 Sessions.
Sure.
He only plays exclusive music.
Yeah. Tell me about 10111 Sessions.
10111 Sessions is a thing I started. 10111 Sessions is a thing I started back in, I think, 2014.
Okay.
I just came up with that idea, like, Norman. You know, in this industry, you have to be creative.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously, I came up with that thingy. What's gonna be attractive? What's gonna actually attract the people?
Sure.
So I came up with this idea of 10111 Sessions, and ever since, it's been growing. Like, people has been supporting 10111 Sessions because of. I can be honest with you. 10111 Sessions is home of exclusives.
Really?
Strictly exclusives.
Tell me, is it an event or do you record mixes and you hoy them out? What is it?
No, it's a mix. It's mixtapes.
Mixtapes.
Yeah, but it's a name, like 10111
Sessions.
Oh,
okay.
People know 10111 Sessions. Okay. Then you go. But it's becoming like a brand now.
Sure.
Because it's building now.
Have you thought of doing like events where people, because of the name, they just come through to those events?
Yeah, I've been doing. I'm actually on the path now, and actually want to do something like a 10111 Session one-man show.
Nice.
Something like that, you know, because of all my friends have been doing one-man shows and also motivating me to also get into the thingy of hosting one-man show.
Nice one.
Even when I was playing at M2's one-man show last time at Lasbon's Corner.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people are also shouting out that we're waiting for your one-man show now.
It's time now.
Yeah, it's time now.
So 2024, Hugo one-man show. Nice one. Any music that is coming out that you've dropped?
Yeah, obviously I dropped the EP.
Okay.
And then another single revisits the 911 revisit single.
Mm-hmm.
What's Your Emergency? That one also, I dropped it. And then it was a 5-track EP I also dropped.
Sure.
But actually, I wanted to do something now, like for December. But then I said, no, man, it's time. It's actually not on my side.
Yeah.
So let me rather just push it for next year. So maybe people can expect something, maybe by February,
nice.
March, somewhere there.
Nice one. As long as there's music that's coming through, where can people check you out to the socials?
Obvious, my Facebook page, it's DJ Hugo. It's Hugo Levi. Hugo DJ Levi. And then Instagram, it's Levi Hugo.
Nice one. Hugo, thank you so much for putting through, my G. Of course, if you just joined in or caught that mix halfway through, you can check it out on the YFM app. It is available for you to download. YTKO back again on Monday. Never know who Legendary Crisp is going to bring, but whoever she brings is definitely hot. So you better expect that. That's coming through next week, Monday. But right now, it's time for us to get unlocked.
DSTV. It's that magical time of the year again, the season of joy and love. And though our past Christmases have been filled with your seasonal specials, it's time for change. I'm taking a break from upgrading us this festive to spend time with the eFamily channels on OpenView, the Better Box. I want the simple pleasures of heartwarming movies, delightful shows, and genuine laughter, without extra costs. Happy festive, Stevie.
Subta's got all the keys.
I got the keys, keys, keys. I got the keys, keys.
Monday to Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. only on Y.
You need us on your timeline. Follow us on TikTok at YFM.
Step into your greatness.
I am the greatest.
Why not?